from around the world. As it happens, news.
From the Radio Dublin Network with Liz Fitzell, good evening. A man has been charged in connection with the murder of Josie Joyce, whose body was found with multiple stab wounds in the Christian Brothers School in Westport on September the 4th. Detectives arrested the 22-year-old Limerick man in West Clare yesterday. At the Cherryville train disaster inquiry, Mr. George Sheehan of the Transport and General Workers Union said that CIE statistics indicated that 21 locomotive failures were due to lack of fuel. The CIE supervisor said he hadn't checked the fuel gauge on the Tralee train because he was unusually busy. The inquiry is now on its third day. CIE workers today severely disrupted traffic in the city centre when they sat down on O'Connell's Bridge for approximately half an hour from 5:30. The employees are mainly from the Inchicore Railworks and have been on strike for 7 weeks. A special commission has been formed by the ICTU to investigate the dispute at Cleary's. The commission hopes to report back to the concerned union's executives in time for the next meeting. The strike is now in its third month, and there are increasing fears that Cleary's may not reopen unless the strike is settled soon. Mr. Michael McNulty, Director General of Bord Fáilte, this evening said that value-added tax had killed the hotel industry, as people are now opting for self-catering and camping holidays. He also said the prices of food, drink and petrol in Ireland were a major deterrent to tourism. And tonight's weather. Cold and cloudy with rain in most areas, maximum temperatures 12 degrees Celsius. That's news and weather from the news desk at 2 minutes past eight.
This is the Sound of Europe, Radio North Sea International on text transmissions. We would appreciate listener reception reports, so if you're hearing us, and you must be to be hearing me say this, please write to us at RNI, PO Box 113, 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. I'll repeat that again for you. It's RNI for Radio North Sea International, PO Box 113, 8047, Zurich, Switzerland. We'd appreciate it if you wrote in, and please, keep on listening.
It's 3 minutes past eight. Thank you to Liz for the news and Tony for taking you through 6 till 8. This is Radio Dublin Channel 2 broadcasting live to Dublin on 260 metres, 1152 kilohertz medium wave and 98.7 megahertz VHF FM in stereo. My name is Gerard Rowe, and if you're listening to us on a Sunday morning, good morning. You're listening on a recorded relay from Westside Radio International on 6280 kilohertz on the European 48 metre band. Good evening, Dublin. Good morning, Europe. All the up-to-date news, views and information on the pirate radio scene between now and nine. Let's hope you can stay tuned. By way of recordings, we'll be getting out a recording of KELO Radio that I've been promising for the past 2 weeks. I guarantee we'll get it out for you this week. And we also have a blast of a Radio Dublin personality that has a long time been left the station. He's reappeared on another station around Dublin. We'll be letting you know who and where throughout the course of the programme. So if you're any way interested in radio at all, please do stay with us. And if you have any information you'd like to pass on, 758684 is now open. And don't forget to ask for Channel 2. To get us on the road, as usual, some music. Can we play this for everybody listening to us on the shortwave relay? Toya Wilcox from Four More from Toya and Good Morning Universe.
Thank you.
That's Toya Wilcox and a track taken from an EP she released in 1981. Good Morning Universe. I used to play that for all our friends on Shortwave the last time we were on the relay from Westside. We haven't been there for quite a few months, but apparently Prince Terry can pick us up clear on FM again. We've been going out on Shortwave for the past 2 weeks, so thank you very much to Prince Terry. It's always nice to have the chance to talk to you on Shortwave. It's nice to be back. If you're interested in applying for a QSL card for our reception reports, we will verify all reports we receive, and we'll be giving you the mailing address later on in the programme.
This is Radio Dublin Channel 2. The FRC programme is researched, produced and presented by Gerard Rowe. Any views or opinions expressed during its course are purely personal, unless otherwise stated, and do not necessarily reflect official station policy.
And with that out of the way, we'll go straight into our normal feature and telling you what happened 1 year ago this week on the radio scene. On Sunday, September the 12th, 1982, Kevin Barrett left Radio Dublin for personal reasons, ending a long run of The Sunday Love Story, one of the most popular programmes ever on radio in Dublin. On Friday, September the 17th, at 6:50 p.m, Channel 2 was put off the air, and I must admit I have to take the blame for that. I kicked a wire I shouldn't have, which blew fuses for the mains power to the studio and FM transmitter, and that put us off the air until 7:15. During this week, last year, Triple TR Radio were off the air, and they were looking for a new location to base themselves in following a fire at their site in a carpet warehouse in Walkinstown. Although the main building structure was gutted in the incident, the station studio and broadcasting equipment were undamaged. Meanwhile, rumours spreading across Europe reached Ireland, reporting that the £1 million super pirate ship, the MV Liev, which had been fitted out in Dublin and impounded in Holland, was free to sail again, but without its powerful transmission equipment, which had been confiscated through court case proceedings in Holland. The 650-ton converted cargo ship arrived in Ireland on March the 11th, 1981, and was fitted with £900,000 worth of broadcasting equipment while berthed at the North Wall. Customs officials at the time were told that the gear was being used to research marine life on the seabed, and after erecting a 250-foot mast on the main deck, she pulled out of Dublin at 8 p.m. on Wednesday the 15th of July to take up position off the Dutch coast, where Radio Paradise, as it was called, carried out test transmissions using recordings of Radio Nova made during the ship's stay in Dublin. Back home and here in Radio Dublin on Sunday the 20th of September, we introduced a second FM channel on 97 MHz from a new transmitter. This service, operating on a power output of 100 watts, carried programming from Channel 1 as an alternative FM outlet from Channel 2's operations on 90.2 MHz. The next day, the new transmitter was hooked up to our stereo encoder, and Channel 2 commenced some simultaneous test transmissions on 90.2 and 97 MHz, in addition to a low power test on 240 metres from the medium wave transmitter, which had been off the air for several months. On Tuesday, September the 21st, Radio Nova was off 846 kHz for technical difficulties, but was relayed on 300 metres, 999 kHz, by Joe Jackson in Shankill, causing some confusion using the call sign of Radio Nova Southside. And on this day last year, our second FM service changed channel and commenced test transmissions on 99 MHz on a new antenna system, which brought in reception reports from Kildare and Enniskerry in County Wicklow. Since then, however, aerial problems have plagued us, particularly in recent months, and our effective range has dropped quite considerably.
I'll be watching you.
minutes past 8 o'clock if you're listening live in Dublin on a Wednesday evening. That's The Police, and one of my favourite tracks from them. It's absolutely marvellous that Every Breath You Take, a number one for them in Britain, and it also did extremely well in the States. Not forgetting, if you'd like to call us, 758684 is open. If you'd like to pass on any information at all, you tell us, we'll put it out. Anyway, we have been asked a lot of questions during the week regarding Radio Nova, and they're still keeping everybody in suspense regarding their plans for 102.7 MHz. Everyone I know is anxiously awaiting the return of KISS FM, but all is very quiet in Herbert Street, with not even a hint of anything being mentioned on the air. I first heard a test on 102 on Tuesday the 13th of September, when a mono relay of Nova appeared for a few hours in the afternoon. Then last Wednesday, the relay disappeared and a stereo test tone was put on the air, and this continued through the next day until last Friday, when transmissions again returned to a stereo Nova relay. Last Sunday saw another development in the mystery when 102 relayed programming from the medium wave service on 828 kHz, while 88 FM went classical with Supernova. So that's what's happened so far. The second FM outlet is being used to put Nova on VHF when Dennis Murray commandeers 88 MHz at 7 o'clock. So regarding the return of KISS, it seems that we will have to play the old pirate radio game of wait and see for a while longer. Meanwhile, on medium wave, there's a relay of Nova in between 828 and 846, which relays Supernova at nights, just to add to the confusion.
Don't
often hear stuff like that on the radio. That's some homegrown talent at its best. The Horselips, and a track taken from their album The Book of Invasions, a Celtic opera for all our friends on shortwave, and it's called Trouble with a capital T. We're going to take a recorded memory for you now. We're going back to KELO radio on 244 metres. This was recorded on the 1st of August 1981, and it's a phone-in quiz which got a report from a listener in Britain. Have a listen, it's quite interesting. And incidentally, if anyone can identify the disc jockey, I'd appreciate if you gave me a call, having a clue who it is.
One of my favorite records from the Kilo Countdown, but the Commodores. Lady, 4 minutes now past four. And if you were listening in earlier on about Hit Me With Your Ribbon Stick, that little competition, well, Henry Henderson from Southport in Merseyside won that. But Henry just might be a little bit greedy, because Henry's on the phone, again. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not being too greedy, am I?
You're not being greedy.
No. Okay. I said that if I win this one, because you did say it would be a very difficult question, so I don't suppose I've got much chance.
That's not
but
so difficult.
If I win this one, you say, it's for my mother.
It's for your mother. Yeah. And will she take a large size?
I hope she's not listening.
Okay, well, she
lives in Rain Hill, which is not far from here.
Sorry?
She lives in Rain Hill in Merseyside.
Oh, right. And in actual fact, we had a girl on earlier from Southport. I said the weather was, fairly all right, but it's getting dull now, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it is, It's been nice till about 1 o'clock and the clouds have come over now. Well, this is Southport, you see, especially so that people come here in their cars for the weekend out, and as soon as they get in, it's too late to turn back. The clouds come over.
As well as loads of holidaymakers over there now.
Oh, thousands, yeah.
Plenty of
ice cream.
Plenty of ice cream.
And
candy floss.
Candy floss, chips, the streets are just a mass of chips and candy floss.
Are you going away for the weekend?
No, I'm going to spend as much of the weekend looking at the sun as possible.
Looking at the sun. Are you going away for your holidays anyway?
Well, not really, no. My idea of a holiday is just to sort of sit quietly by myself.
Sit quietly by yourself.
I don't like travelling too much.
And look at your KELO t-shirt. Okay, Henry, can we give you another KELO t-shirt? Well, if you can answer this question, we'll give you one, okay?
Okay.
Who wrote... Remember Puppy Love back in the early 70s, Donny Osmond?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, who wrote it?
Oh, was it Paul Anka?
It's Paul Anka. Well done. Here's another one. Run for your mummy now.
Yeah, but could you make it a medium?
Well, in actual fact, our mediums are a little bit small, so I think I'll have to give you a large.
Okay.
Tell her I wasn't trying to embarrass her or anything, but I think a large just might fit her.
I will.
Okay, Henry, would you like to say hello to anybody?
Well, can I say hello to the people I work with? It's an organisation called Radio Doom, DOOM. It's a community radio and video project.
Mm-hmm.
Works in community centres around Merseyside.
Right.
So if I can say hello to all those people. And also to Miss Space.
Miss
Space, it's a friend of mine who's a singer.
Oh, who's a singer?
Yes,
right.
She sings Del Shannon songs mainly. No, remember Swiss Maid and all that?
Yeah. And she sings those, and she's good.
She's good.
You'll have to send me over.
She doesn't forget the words.
You'll have to send me over a tape for it.
Pardon?
You'll have to send me a tape over.
Right.
Okay, Henry, thanks a million for ringing in. Hope we're not costing you too much money or anything.
No.
Okay, and do you like the Supremes, Henry?
Supremes, yeah, they're okay.
Okay, we'll play this one for you, okay?
Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a million, Henry.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
You can't.
from 1964. And where did our love go, especially for Henry Henderson in Southport, who is just on the phone and, well, won himself a second one, mind you. Not just 1K yellow T-shirt, but a second one. Thanks, Henry, for ringing. It's always nice to get a call from overseas. And if you are overseas, our number is 01-401-230. However, if you're in Dublin, it's just 401-230.
So there you go, that's a memory for you. 244 metres on the 1st of August 1981. The disc jockey, as I said, I haven't a clue who that was. If anybody knows, perhaps you'd like to give me a call. That was KELO Radio. You might remember that they were operating beside us when we were operating on 240 metres, and relationships got a bit strained at times. Anyway, it's nice to have a memory like that every so often. It's Channel 2 on 260 medium wave, 1152 kilohertz AM and 99 FM stereo, Jed Road to 9. And we're also on shortwave, 6280 kilohertz through Radio Westside International on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Europe. Good evening, Dublin.
When I first saw him standing there, I longed to speak but did not dare. Something inside whispered to me, you'd better move him carefully. And then he smiled and turned away. That told me all he could not say. That's when I knew he wanted me to, but I had to do some breaking through. He's so shy.
State on two. That's a musical memory from 81 for the Pointer Sisters, and taken from their greatest hits album. That's one called He's So Shy. Out the window, actually, it's got very dark very suddenly. We seem to be heading right into the depths of winter at a fair old speed. Anyway, back at radio on the north side of the city, Port Marnock is the centre of attention radio wise at the moment, with Radio 257 settling into their new location in Saturday's nightclub, just a stone's throw away from the Sunshine Radio base in the Sands Hotel grounds. 257 are operating on 1116 kilohertz AM and 94 FM, and were originally based in the back patio of a house on Dollymount Avenue, which was a bit nearer to the centre city. As a result of their location change, their FM service isn't covering the south side as well as it used to, and that's going to lose them some listeners on VHF. They did, however, have a lot of problems with the television interference with their VHF transmissions when they were in Dollymount, and that might have been part of the reason for their new base. Anyway, the medium wave still covers both sides of the city fairly well, and they should prove some healthy competition for Sunshine, who up to now have been operating practically unhindered on the north side since they started operations in 1980. Radio 257, incidentally, is run by John Toulis, who shortwave listeners may remember as Simon James, co-presenter of the F4C programme with Paul Davidson on Echo Radio, that used to operate on 189 metres. And it used to be relayed on shortwave by Westside Radio for several months on Sunday mornings. Incidentally, if you'd like to contact Radio 257, their new phone number is 462196.
Radio 257.
Are you a DXer, tape collector, free radio enthusiast, or pirate radio operator? If your answer is yes, then you need to contact Anorax Ireland now. Anorax Ireland is a pirate radio organization dedicated to the promotion of free radio in the Irish Republic. We can supply you with top quality recordings of all AM, FM, shortwave stations currently broadcasting in Ireland, including the Super Pirates, Radio Nova, Sunshine Radio, ERI, South Coast Radio, and ABC Radio Intramore, to name but a few. Are of studio quality and are on offer to you at very competitive rates. Also available are excellent tapes from country-based stations, Radio West Mullingar, the Radio Carousel Network in Navan, Drogheda and Dundalk, West Coast Community Radio Galway, Radio Sligo, Big L in Limerick, and Telstar Radio in Blackrock, County Louth. Perhaps you have a specific interest in stations no longer on air. Well, Anorax Ireland can fulfill your every need from our extensive library of 4,000 plus recordings. Stations such as Radio Leinster, KISS FM, Radio City Cork, Big D in Dublin, KELO Radio in Dublin, and Swords and Radio Amore in Portlaoise. Looking for offshore radio personalities from Radio Caroline or RNI? Well, Anorax Ireland have them all, including Robbie Dale, Spangles Muldoon, Requis and Harry, Andy Archer, Steve Marshall, Nick Richards, and Keith York, not forgetting Mike Richardson from Radio London, Robin Ross and Tony Garrett, the only Irish disc jockey on the new Radio Caroline. Do you want colour photos of Irish stations? Anorax Ireland has a huge selection to choose from. Photos of studio equipment, disc jockeys and the recent radio protest march in Dublin. How would you like to be the proud owner of a Radio Nova t-shirt? Yes, Anorax Ireland can meet your every requirement, from tapes to t-shirts, stickers to keyrings, and press cuttings of the recent post office raids in Dublin in May 1983. Here now is a sample of Irish free radio material on offer to you at giveaway prices.
Sunshine 101.
Guardie and TNT officials have taken Dublin's Radio Nova off the air. Good afternoon, this is Kathy Cregan. One of Dublin's leading commercial radio stations, Radio Nova, had its transmission equipment confiscated by Gardaí and PNT officials this morning.
Tonight at 6 o'clock sees what could be the end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Aaron. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn. And blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Want to hear more? Then write immediately, enclosing two IRCs, to Paul Davidson, Anorax Ireland, 310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, Dublin 9, Ireland. That address, once again, is Paul Davidson, Anorax Ireland, 310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, Dublin 9, Ireland.
There seems to be a fair amount of reaction to that little company that set up. That's Jerry, of course, the longest-serving disc jockey with Channel 2, and the oldest programme was the longest programme. but unfortunately Jerry turned back the clock for the last time last Sunday between 5 and 8, and the oldies programme is no more. Jerry Jones has departed to concentrate full time on our friends across the hall on 253 metres. We'll let this play out and then we'll show you how Jerry closed things down for the final time last Sunday evening. Channel 2 tonight is Jerry Jones, moving on and things like that. Robert John, with his sad eyes at 4 minutes away from 8. Well, that's about it. 3 years of the oldies programme. Have yourself a very good night. Join me on Channel 1 tomorrow evening. No, it's not the end of Jonesy. He's back again tomorrow. You can't kill a bad thing, as the old saying goes. From Monday through Saturday on Channel 1, it just has to have a day off, some day of the week, and it would have to be Sunday because there's a 3-hour programme there, which absolutely and utterly splits my weekend up. So that had to go, and it's going as and from today. Sorry about that, but that's the way it has to be. Mike Young will be in the air chair between 5 and 8 next Sunday, and every Sunday from now on. He won't be doing oldies, but he will have an odd few there. But if you do want oldies, well then join me midweek on Dusty's Trail, the ever-popular Dusty's Trail, becoming more and more popular every day, every minute of the day. Every 15 minutes we play an oldie, and what we now call the Super 7 selection, and they are all classics, and normally a former number one. So do join us then between 8 and 10. It's on Channel 1, by the way, on 253 metres medium wave. Now it's 3 minutes from 8, and the record I want to leave you with tonight is one I've been debating with myself all evening. I was looking for the old theme tune I had 3 years ago. I'm sure Gerard Rowe will know it. He is one of the longest listeners to the oldies programme, he told me, and I do believe him, actually. Eye Level, it was called. I don't have it tonight, but one I do have is one I picked up when I was only 6 years old. That's when I knew I was into oldies. If you know what year this is, well, then you know what age I am now, because I was 6 years old when it was released. Cried over this, so my mum had to get it for me. The Middle of the Road, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. Where's your papa gone? Where's your papa gone? Where's your papa gone? So with the memory from 1971, Jerry Jones closed out the oldies program for the last time. 1971, when Jerry was 6 and I was 7. I didn't realise until he said that I was actually a year older than him. But anyway, that's it. The oldies program on Channel 2, the longest running program on the station, is gone. But sure, Jerry has just gone across the hall to 2:53. And sure, maybe someday we'll grab him by the scruff of the neck and bring him back in. We might get another oldies program together for you. Anyway, the reason he gave it up, of course, is that he's on the radio 7 days a week. And now that he's given up Channel 2, he's only on at 6. And he has a day to himself, and I suppose we can't begrudge him that. It's a pity though, because Dublin has lost the best oldies programme on radio, and Paul Haig now becomes the longest serving member here on 2. Oh no.
Like in a Dolce Vita, this time we got it right. We're living like in a Dolce Vita. Gonna dream tonight. We're dancing like in a Dolce Vita, with lights and music on. Our love is made in the Dolce Vita, nobody else than you.
To 13 minutes to the news, and then Jim Stewart. And if you're listening to us on shortwave on a Sunday morning, it's Radio Dublin Channel 2 on a recorded relay from Westside Radio International. If you'd like to write to us, my name is Gerard Rowe, and our mailing address is quite simple. It's the free radio programme, Radio Dublin Channel 2, Dublin 8 in Ireland. That, once again, is the free radio programme, Radio Dublin Channel 2, Dublin 8 in Ireland. At the beginning of the programme, I told you we were going to be revealing an ex-Radio Dublin personality that has now appeared on another radio station. I will do that for you. you now. Have a listen to this and see who I heard on Capital 96.1 last Sunday morning.
Private collection, John and Vangelis, or Vangelis, whichever you prefer, and he is sailing. Before that, Stephen Bishop and Little Italy. Our competition, the lines will be closing at 1 o'clock if you'd like to predict the result of the match this afternoon. 697-103 is the number, 697-103. And just having a quick glance at some of the names that came in. Brian Kirwan has predicted Dublin 211, Galway North 13. Another one on the list is Nigel Hanley, Dublin 4-6, Galway 3-8. That would be an exciting game indeed. Or would it be a whitewash? No, it would be fairly cliffhanger, point in the difference. And just a quick scan to the list, didn't get a chance to examine it in detail, but I can only spot offhand one name on the list, and that's John Lynch from Kilbarrack in Dublin 5. And John has said Galway 210, Dublin 112. Very brave girl indeed, but she's not underestimating this Galway side. She's probably very right, because they are a very, very good side indeed. Didn't have the best of results in the earlier matches. Well, they got the results, didn't have the best of games, rather, and we wish them the best of luck this afternoon as well. Now, we'll be closing the lines for this competition at 1 o'clock. The prize is a Capital Radio promotional package. If you'd like to enter, all you've got to do is predict the score. The result will be called at 5. 697-103 is the number, and you're more than welcome to give us a call at the number for a request or dedication also.
That's a guy called Aidan Cooney, who's perhaps best known to Radio Dublin listeners as Aidan J. He started on Radio Dublin back in 1978-79 on a Sunday nights 8 to 10 programme, a once weekly programme which got him voted as most popular disc jockey on the station. Eventually he took over drive time the 4 to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday when Barry Deans left 253 to join Big D on his way to eventually settling down on RTE Radio 2. Aidan presented his last programme here on Friday the 4th of April 1980 and moved to Big D Radio, but when 273 went automated, he shifted frequencies down to 1143 kHz and joined ARD, presenting the very popular Sunday morning Beatles programme on that station. He left ARD later in the year and was off the air for some years, recently appearing for a guest spot on CBC Radio when it was based in Glasnevin, and it's great to see him resurfaced and presenting programmes regularly on Capital. Incidentally, Capital Radio putting out calls today that they're currently looking for both full-time and part-time staff. If you're interested in joining a radio station, you can give them a call. I think the number is 763 something or other. Hang on, I'll have a look. I've forgotten it offhand. We'll rewind the tape and I'll be back with that number in a couple of seconds' time.
It's up to you.
the very few reggae records ever to make it to the top of the charts. Recently ousted, that's UB40 and their latest smash hit called Red Red Wine. Incidentally, if you're interested in that Capital Radio proposition, they're looking for staff. Their phone number is 697103. That's 697103.
This is Radio Dublin Channel 2, broadcasting to Europe on a recorded relay from Westside Radio International. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is the Free Radio Programme, care of Radio Dublin, Channel 2, Dublin 8 in Ireland. Our mailing address, once again, the Free Radio Programme, Radio Dublin, Channel 2, Dublin 8 in Ireland. And if you're writing from abroad, please do enclose an IRC for return postage. Radio Dublin, Channel 2, Dublin 8 International on 6280 kHz through Westside Radio International.
That's a short little identification for those of you listening on shortwave. Meanwhile, back here live in Dublin on a Wednesday evening, Radio Annabelle is on medium wave. They started test transmissions on Sunday the 4th of August on FM, announcing 98.1 megs from O'Brien's Ivy Rooms Hotel in Parnell Street, in the room last used by ABC Radio, although apparently they have new studio equipment. The transmitter I'm fairly sure of is the one that was used to operate Northside from the Camelot Hotel on 98 as Northside Community Radio, run by Richie D, ex-ABC presenter. Annabelle is the brainchild of Mike Doyle, one of the old ABC management team, and they appeared on medium wave over the weekend on fairly good signal on 1035 kilohertz. The signal is quite good during the daytime, but it does tend to be swamped by foreign stations at night, and that's a problem which will get worse as winter progresses and medium wave propagation from Central Europe improves. But nevertheless, they seem to be getting themselves off to a good start with regular programming starting last weekend, and quite a few ABC personalities appearing on the schedule, including Paul Phillips, who also presented programs on WABC. I also hear of Barry Falvey, ex-Channel 2, Radio 257 and Sunshine Radio appearing there, and also Sean Day, the man behind Westside Radio. So that'll be an interesting station to keep an eye on, and we'll see who pops up on it, particularly since ABC itself is rumoured to be on the way back, run by Bernie Carroll and Ray Jackson, although we haven't received any confirmation of those reports as yet. Anyway, Annabelle operating from the old ABC studio, and the phone number is still the same. If you want to call them, it's 746390. Channel 2, Spandau Ballet and Lifeline. Just a few minutes to get in some bits of information for you. There was a report in last evening's Evening Herald about Kerry local radio. If you happen to have a copy of the Evening Herald, have a look through it and see if you can find it. Tonight at 11:30 p.m. is the European premiere of Staying Alive in Dublin, with Nova staff and listeners exclusively attending. And South Coast Radio in Cork are holding a £1,000 splash out along the same lines as Nova's £6,000 giveaway, but not quite as expensive. Sunshine Radio have been on mono on FM for the past last 2 days, and Capital Radio, currently broadcasting on 96.1 MHz, might be in trouble there in a couple of weeks' time. RTE are due to set up an experimental test station, one of the mobile studio operations out in Talla, for an experiment on local radio. That will be operating on 96.2 MHz and also 202 metres medium wave, and certainly the FM allocation there might pose a problem for Capital on 96.1. And that's about it. So I'll see you again on Saturday between 4 and 6 p.m. And if you're down in Ballymun on Sunday for the outside broadcast for the marathon, I might catch you then as well. I'll see you again on Wednesday evening for more F4C news between 8 and 9. Liz has the news at 9 p.m. this evening, and then Jim Stewart rocks through till midnight. For myself, Gerard Rowe, all the best. If you're listening on shortwave, we're handing you back to Westside Radio International, thanking Prince Terry very much for the relay. I will see you again next Sunday morning at the same time. Wherever and whenever you're listening, have a nice week, and I'll see you again next week. Bye. Kilohertz, 260 metres medium wave at 98.7 FM stereo. This is Radio Dublin Channel 2. Channels 1 and 2 now combining for the news, and Liz is at the news desk.
From around the world, as it happens, news.
From the Radio Dublin Network with Liz Fitzell, good evening. A man has been charged in connection with the murder of Josie Joyce, whose body was found with multiple stab wounds in the Christian Brothers School in Westport on September the 4th. Detectives arrested the 22-year-old Limerick man in West Clare yesterday. At the Cherryville train disaster inquiry, Mr. George Sheehan of the Transport and General Workers Union said that CIE statistics indicated that 21 locomotive failures were due to lack of fuel. The CIE supervisor said he hadn't checked the fuel gauge on the trolley train because he was unusually busy. The inquiry is now on its third day. CIE workers today severely disrupted traffic in the city centre when they sat down in O'Connell Bridge for approximately half an hour from 5:30 p.m. The employees are mainly from the Inchicore Railworks and have been on strike for 7 weeks. A special commission has been formed by the ICTU to investigate the dispute at Cleary's. The commission hopes to report back to the concerned union's executives in time for the next meeting. The strike is now in its third month, and there are increasing fears that Cleary's may not reopen unless the strike is settled soon. Mr. Michael McNulty, Director General of Bord Fáilte, this evening said that value-added tax had killed the hotel industry, as people are now opting for self-catering and camping holidays. He also said that prices of food, drink and petrol in Ireland were a major deterrent to tourism. And tonight's weather: cold and cloudy with rain in most areas, maximum temperatures 12 degrees Celsius. That's all from the news desk, and this is Liz Fitzell wishing you all good night at 9:02.
9:04. It's Radio Dublin, Channel 2 on 260 Medium Wave and 99 FM, hard and heavy in glorious stereo. Thank you to Liz for the news and to Gerard for the FRC program. And he's back with you next Saturday between 4 and 6. We're going to start off with a group called Whitford St. Holmes on the Channel 2 Rock Show.
Dublin.